I'm Noah Adams. This is Day to Day. Many seniors are welcoming the Social Security Administration's announcement today that next year's cost of living adjustment will be 2.7%. That is the largest increase in 3 years. It no doubt will help retirees to cope with increased energy and medical expenses. Look a bit deeper into the details of next year's adjustment, and the news is not as good. Joining us now is Marketplace's John Dimsdale. Hi, John.
Hello, Noah.
What's the downside of the increase?
This is an annual cost of living adjustment called a COLA in Washington speak, designed to compensate retirees for increases in rent and food and electricity, but it doesn't take into account health care costs. And the Medicare premium increases will average $11.60 a month next year. So that wipes away nearly half of the boost in Social Security checks. So this COLA isn't really as refreshing as it looks. It's more like a diet COLA.
As we know, retirees are quite reliable going to the voting booth. How have the Social Security funding problems overall been playing out in this campaign? Remind us of that.
Well, the candidates have strong disagreements over President Bush's plan to allow younger workers to invest some of their Social Security taxes in the stock market. John Kerry this week jumped on a Bush statement that he reportedly made to a group of business people that he'll make privatizing Social Security a top priority in his next term. Now, privatizing is a hot-button term for the government's biggest and most successful program. Bush is accusing Kerry of scare tactics. But Bush said that he would partially privatize Social Security in last week's debate in Arizona.
I believe that younger workers ought to be allowed to take some of their own money and put it in a personal savings account, because I understand that they need to get better rates of return than the rates of return being given in the current Social Security Trust. And the compounding rate of interest effect will make it more likely that the Social Security system is solvent for our children and our grandchildren.
And John, to the Democrats, what has John Kerry been talking about to make up for this shortfall once the baby boomers retire?
Well, he doesn't really have a proposal that's specific to Social Security. He maintains that improving the economy and creating high-paying jobs will pump enough tax revenue into the system to keep it solvent.
Now, if later on, after a period of time, we find that Social Security is in trouble, we'll pull together the top experts of the country, we'll do exactly what we did in the 1990s, and we'll make whatever adjustment is necessary. But the first and most important thing is to start creating jobs in America.
Now, you notice he said adjustment necessary to Social Security. That usually means either lower benefits, which means later retirements or lower COLAs, or higher taxes. And those are tough choices that few politicians dare touch. Later today on Marketplace, we'll take a detailed look at the tax changes the two presidential candidates are arguing over this election.
John Dimsdale, the Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for talks about money and business. It's produced by American Public Media. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Noah.